This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
For our next story, we touched on this briefly yesterday. The government is thinking of a law to monitor social media comments. Specifically, they want to take action against news portals that allow their readers to leave inflammatory comments on stories, especially those that, and this won't be news to anybody, that touches on issues of race, religion and the monarchy.
Communications and Multimedia Minister Gobind Singh Deo said such comments could incur the anger of various parties and cause problems. He also said his ministry received many complaints from the public about this issue and the inaction of news portals operators in this area. So this proposal is still under consideration at the moment. In the meantime, Gobind advised news portal operators to be more careful and take full responsibility of what is written on their portals.
He also added that operators should post news of, and these are his words, high value that could help strengthen national unity. This, of course, is after a speech by the Yang di-Pertuan Agong yesterday, who called for stern action to be taken against those who are irresponsible on social media. So I guess the question here is, for me, as somebody in the industry, what is the time frame? Firstly, who is deciding exactly what crosses the line, right? Yeah. Where's the line, A? B, is there a timeline as well? So if something, if a comment is left up for 5 minutes, half an hour, 2 hours, when does it cross the line of, oh, you failed to moderate?
And it's such a strange place to put media outlets in, right? Because at the same time, you want them to be able to report on any story that they can. And if that story contains hate comments from certain individuals, in these days usually from politicians, then they report it. But then on their website, when someone responds in kind, are you supposed to censor that?
Yeah, I think also because the days of cyber troopers are A, not over, and B, you know, the effects of what happened in many cases are still very close to us. And we're seeing this around the world as well. I'm just thinking it makes news portals very vulnerable because ultimately, if you are under attack, right, by a siege of cyber troopers, whose job is it going to be to ensure that those comments are immediately taken down, nothing ever gets through, and whether that makes it too easy to become a target?
Yeah. And
sounds paranoid, but I can see that happening.
You know, if someone robs your, it feels like someone, in this case, the government is targeting someone that, you know, your store gets robbed. They don't target the robber, they target you.
Yeah, it's a little strange. So we have on the line Jabba Sadiq from the Malaysian Insight to kind of take us through what this would mean for news portals. Jabba, thanks for joining us on the show. So what's your take on this, basically?
Well, you know, this is not new. It happened in 2015. We were called in by MCMC to also moderate comments because they said it was anti-government, anti-national unity. And then we pointed out to them that, you know, you can also get it on Facebook pages of the former Prime Minister. So are you going to call him in too for this kind of comment? Because then he's responsible for his own page. And it ended there. I think, you know, it's fine to be an opposition politician and say whatever you want to say and demand for press freedom. But once you are a government minister, then you talk about national unity and national security. And either way, the media doesn't win this game at all, right? It's not a case of winning games anyway. But, you know, responsibility for comment should be on the so-called subscriber, reader, or commentator rather than the website. What we do is if there's anything we deem sensitive, we would report it, but we'll just switch off the comments function for that report.
So what are the challenges in, I guess, curbing these insensitive comments on news portals?
The challenges is that you have a whole group of people out there who are either uneducated or badly brought up and have the freedom of commenting on any story they want anonymously. It would appear that they have keyboard rage. They don't care what they say or the impact of it because, you know, it's just a momentary release for them.
So do you think that this would only work if you have a set period of time, you know, where you say, okay, once the comment has stayed up for longer than X amount of time, then it crosses that line? Because I would imagine that trying to moderate, trying to keep track of these things, it's going to be a 24-hour job.
Of course it is. I mean, we have the job of reporting and publishing reports that are of value to our readers. We are not in the job of screening through comments and censoring it. I mean, that's not our job at the end of the day. Why should the onus be on the person providing the platform for people to read reports, right, you know, the comments are just for them to comment, you know. If the comments are deemed seditious, who's going to say it's seditious? You've got to go to the court of law to say it's seditious or anti-harmony or anti-whatever. You know, until it's proven in court, the guy has every right to say what he wants to say, the guy or girl, you know. So, I mean, it can't be us making that judgment. It can't be us saying, oh, you know, half an hour, we'll let it be there for 1 hour, we'll let it be there till it reaches 500 likes or whatever. No, there's no easy way to do this, you know. What it really means is that people should be responsible for what they write. And it shouldn't be the publisher's job to bloody police it for anyone.
So Gobind has also said that news portals should post news of high value that could help strengthen national unity. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, if that was the case, you know, his government won't be the government today.
That is an extremely fair comment. And I think, for me, what I read into that was, it's a little bit naive, that statement, simply because it's the internet. So would, you know, publishing positive news actually make any difference in the comment section?
It won't, because the simple fact is, there could be a lot of people who are publishing positive news. You get it a lot on Facebook and all that, all the positive stuff that goes around the world. So people are generally attracted to bad news. Bad news sells, controversial news sells, scandal sells. And if it doesn't sell, if it's just good news, someone's going to create some kind of bad news to sell, right? And it'll be very popular. We're not going for the popularity game here. Our job is to inform people so they make informed decisions about the country, about their lives, about their businesses and all that. Our job is not to just give feel-good stories. The government's job is to make us feel good. It's not a journalist's job to make anyone feel good.
So with discussions happening on social media, how relevant is the comment section actually? Would you consider closing it off if it becomes law?
I was just in a forum just now, and Premier Chandran from Lishikini put it very well. He said, you know, it's not about the comments that people make. It's about the person making the comments. Does he have any influence over the narrative in the country? If it's someone senior, like a minister or opposition leader, of course people follow them, and then those comments might trigger or spark an unrest or dissatisfaction. Then, of course, you take it seriously. But I mean, it's a guy in the middle of nowhere, make passes a comment. Who is he? Or what influence does he have on people? I only one question to ask. How many people have been to Singai and Bau? I have been. But I'm sure many people in Malaysia, outside Singai and Bau or Sarawak, would know where that place is, where the guy who was sentenced to 10 years jail comes from, right? So, you got to put it this way. A lot of people have made a lot of stupid comments over the years, and they do it in their coffee shops or among friends and all that. But on the World Wide Web, something is up there, and then it gets picked up and spread around because people want to take offense. People want to be outraged, right? And so then it rolls into something else. But it shouldn't be the case. People should just take a step back and say, you know, it's a guy who made a silly comment. And not that, right? He shouldn't be penalized for silly comments. If that's the case, then a lot of politicians will be in jail too.
So the minister's also said that he'll engage with stakeholders before moving forward. Are you one of them?
I'm not sure. I mean, he did call me. I'm sure I will get calls in the next few days being a stakeholder to discuss this issue. And, you know, this issue has been discussed with Jeff many times. See? For me, the World Wide Web, the internet provides an avenue for people to discuss things, to explain their views, to offer opinions. If there's just 0.01% of people who do this, and do you want to burn the rest of the internet for that? I don't think so.
Jahaba, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us. That was Jahaba Sadiq from the Malaysian Insight. We're also going to be speaking after this with Swaran Singh Sidhu, who's a partner at Law Partnership, to kind of take into account what it would be like to actually introduce this law. You can also send us your thoughts, WhatsApp us 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. We are talking about a possible new law that might see news portals being held responsible, essentially, for the comments that are actually left on their stories if they're incendiary, especially if they touch on race, religion, things of that sort. So we heard earlier from Jahaba Sadiq, who of course would be directly impacted by this. And we also wanted to see what introducing a new law like this would mean from a legal perspective. So we're crossing over to Swaran Singh Sidhu, a partner at Law Partnership. Swaran, thanks for joining us. First of all, do you think such a law would actually help to curb insensitive comments online?
My opinion is that I don't think it will. It's just going to instill more fear in people. As far as introducing laws for such kind of things, in the long run, it is more micromanaging as opposed to dealing with the bigger issue at hand. To my mind, there are sufficient laws at the moment. You've got the Penal Code, which has a whole bunch of sections, all kinds of issues that relate to insult, to on breach of peace and whatnot. And also, there are other provisions in the Communications and Multimedia Act, Section 211, for example, to regulate indecent, obscene, and false content that is shared on the CASP, which is the Content Application Service providers, which covers all, you know, internet and uncut social media medium. And then there's also the criminal defamation that is provided for under the Penal Code, and there are also civil liabilities that arise. And it just seems to be a situation where I think people are going to, they might stop out of fear, but the behavior or their actual intention to have a hateful comment, that's not going to go away. You're just going to get them appearing in different forms. So I do not think that such a law is going to be effective. And also, there's also the practical aspects of it, where how do you expect news portals to regulate and monitor hundreds and thousands of comments that take place on a daily basis? It's not really a fair allocation of responsibility. So I would say on the whole, I don't think it's going to be very effective.
What kind of action could be taken for those who post such comments?
Well, it depends whether we want to take any kind of action and who then decides whether an action should be taken. Before the 9th of May turn of events, we had the current government, back then was the opposition, that said, they made bold claims that they want to get rid of the Sedition Act and all this, you know, the statutes that were seen to be causing a lot of problem and control and used by the government back then as a vehicle, as a tool of control for the regular people. Now it seems like once, you know, they're in power, they're tempted to use the same sort of laws and regulations and even techniques to try to curb similar complaints. The complaint back then was that, you know, the Fake News Act was a huge outcry. What is happening now? You can call it by a different name, but effectively you are trying to regulate and control social media. I mean, the commentary that we're talking about is generally going to appear on social media more than any other sort of space people are going to talk. So it is a bigger policy issue. Should any kind of action be taken? And if it is, who should take the action? Who is going to regulate what amounts something that is insensitive? Who is going to be the moral or morale patrol that is going to decide on such things?
So, Aaron, is there also an issue of freedom of speech here?
I believe there is. I believe there is going to be an issue of freedom of speech. Reason being, the powers that we always say that freedom of speech is there, but, and then the caveats are talked about, and the caveats seem to grow over time. I mean, I understand that there are insensitivities living in a multi-religious society, and you need to observe and be careful. But what I find also is that if you're looking at being sensitive to all, we'll also then end up giving unequal sort of treatment to the various communities of people. And I think you'll see that some of the recent examples where the sentencing or the treatment has not really been the same. And that begs the question. Insensitivity, if you're wanting to govern the insensitivities of the people, it has to be of the country as a whole. It is not right if one group or two groups are given more protection than others, and just so because certain whether the impetus or the move comes from the government to protect more a certain group of people, and therefore as a result further attention is given to protecting the insensitivities of that nature. There are many armchair critics out there, and these armchair critics are not going to stop. By having these laws, they're just going to go from being named individuals. They're going to just, you know, find anonymous ways to try to put content up. And then, as a result, who is responsible? Are we saying the news portal? Looking at the recent statement by the minister, news portals, their job is to spread news, have a public discourse on what's going on out there. And as a result, if things are being said that are seem to be insensitive, I think there needs to be a very clear standard on what kind of action can be taken when certain comments, you know, go beyond levels of acceptability. If, for instance, the insensitive comments encourage others to cause harm to a group of people or to someone else, those kind of situations arise and you see that this is what's happening, I think in that situation, you may want to take a certain step and try to do something. But other than that, where do you draw the line? Whose insensitivity? Who decides what is insensitive and what is not? So there's clearly, to my mind, a freedom of speech issue. In any event, there are enough laws to regulate when something is fake and what kind of actions can be taken and what needs to be done.
Swaran, thanks for speaking with us. That was Swaran Singh Sidhu, a partner at Law Partnership, specialising in intellectual property and technology. If you've got any comments or questions, call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.